Almost anyone with any connection to Chattanooga knows who Bessie Smith is. On Thursday night, Chattanooga celebrates her life in a new HBO film called Bessie, with a special big screen show at the Tivoli. The director of multicultural affairs for the city of Chattanooga, James McKissick, joins me with details about this special event.
When it rained 5 days and the sky turned dark at night, then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my door.
She was known as the Empress of the Blues, and toured the country in the late 1920s and early 30s, singing the blues with an intensity that has rarely been matched since. Bessie Smith's life ended in a car crash in 1937, but the mark she left in the music world has never been forgotten.
Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond.
The city of Chattanooga is hosting a big gala event celebrating one of our own, and that would be Bessie Smith, even though she won't be here, except perhaps in spirit.
Right. The city and HBO are actually collaborating on an event to do a big screening of the new movie, Bessie, that stars Queen Latifah. We're really excited to bring it to town, and the interest has been very high to this point.
We're talking about a woman who really made her mark in many ways in terms of Bessie Smith, vocalist at a time when African-American women were definitely not considered top billing for performers. And she just embraced the blues and soul, and just the music came from within in a very magical way and gained her a status that really was unheard of for a woman in her time.
Exactly. At one point, Bessie Smith was the highest paid entertainer in the country. She was really a trailblazer, you know, and to think that she grew up right here in Chattanooga under some very dire circumstances and then went on to take the name of Chattanooga and the blues to the world. She's definitely one of our most noteworthy citizens and someone that we should celebrate at least on an annual basis.
Queen Latifah has obviously had her sights set on this role for a while, and you can find numerous interviews with her online about how excited she is to do that. Have you seen any excerpts?
I have. There are a few trailers online, and I would definitely encourage people to go to HBO.com website and check those out. But Queen Latifah, who is a great performer and entertainer herself, has been wanting to do this movie for a very long time. There have been a different series of writers and producers involved. I think she has the credibility and probably the money and stature to be the person who actually made it happen. The director, Dee Reese, is not very, very well known, but she made an incredible movie called Pariah a few years ago, which was an independent film. She's an up-and-coming director as well, so it's wonderful to see so many Black women involved in a movie about a noteworthy Black woman blues musician.
This is an HBO production, so it will be available on HBO.
The movie comes out on May the 16th on HBO, and then our film is going to be shown on May the 21st. So it's not a preview, but what it is a chance for Chattanoogans to come together and to see the movie and, you know, view the film in another one of our big historic locations, which is the Tivoli Theater, which is very dear to us. And actually it was built during the time that Bessie was establishing herself as a musician in the 1920s and 1930s.
All the tickets are gone.
Right.
it was free, but you had to get a ticket.
You had to reserve because the seating is limited at the Tivoli, yes.
But there's more to it than just coming into the Tivoli and watching a film.
Exactly. We have a lot of fun things planned. We're working on having a blue carpet instead of a red carpet, a blue carpet for the blues. We have Coker Tire that is going to have some 1920s and 30s cars out front, and we really appreciate that. You can check out the cars, take pictures with the cars. We're going to have some musicians inside playing some music from the era, and also, we're encouraging people to dress up and come out in their best 1920s and 1930s attire.
Gala event.
Yes.
Be prepared to smile at the camera.
Smile and shimmy and you shake your flapper dress.
You may or may not have to say who your dress designer is.
Right. We really just encourage the fun and the energy of it. We want as many people to come out as possible. Like I said, we've already reserved or sold all of the seats. But who knows, you know, with it being a free event, some people might not show. So there may be some seats available if you come. We cannot promise that, though.
Once the ticketing went up, it filled up pretty quickly.
It did. I mean, I watched it every day, and I was just blown away by the interest that people showed in this particular screening. I think a lot of it has to do with the historical significance that people in Chattanooga feel toward Bessie Smith. And also, there are lots of Queen Latifah fans here, too. So it's been wonderful, and it's just great that the city is involved along with HBO. And we have some other partners, like the Bessie Smith Cultural Center is helping us out. The Jazzanooga team is helping to provide music. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is helping with the posters and the printing. So it's been a real community effort and something that I've been pleased to be part of.
Do we know if there are any names from the HBO production team that will be here?
Well, we're working on some surprises for you. There are a couple of people with people who are local who have connections to some of the actors in the film. So we might be able to work through and get one of them to show up. We're hoping that maybe Queen Latifah might send us a personalized Chattanooga message, which would be awesome. But whether that happens or not, we guarantee a wonderful evening, a great film, and great fellowship with other citizens of Chattanooga.
Once this is aired on HBO, as most people know with these types of channels, they tend to repeat. So you're going to have to watch your TV listings with your cable company to find that out. But what's the exact date and time that Chattanooga will be stepping it out to see this at the Tivoli?
Well, Chattanooga's screening is going to be May the 21st. From 5 to 6, we're going to host a reception in front of the Tivoli and in the lobby. And then from 6 to roughly 8 o'clock, we'll be seeing the film. We're excited to be offering it and just ready to celebrate Bessie and all that she means in Chattanooga.
Thursday, May 21st, Chattanooga celebrates their own with the screening of the HBO movie Bessie at the Tivoli Theater. The movie is rated R, and attendees should be 18 years of age or older. Check your cable listings to see this movie on HBO if you did not get your ticket early to this sold-out event.
Ever since Miss Susie Johnson lost her jockey leave, there's been much excitement and more to be. You can hear moaning, moaning night and morn. She's wondering where her easy rider's gone.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.